Hello, my name is Trump Okekana. I'm the Sundance captain. You're listening to Sports Life with BBK, my brother from another mother, the dark one.
All right, this is the second edition of Sports Live with BBK in this year 2021, and I've got a man who is the 2017 Premier Soccer League champion. Prior to that, in 2016, that man also won the MTN 8 championship in Mbombela on a very rainy day. And he also was in a situation where in KwaMashu at the Princess Makoko Stadium found himself collecting yet another medal, and this was the Telkom Knockout Winners Medal. And all these accolades were achieved with the now non-existent Bidvest Wits. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about a guy who is currently not playing any football owing to a dispute with some entanglement in a circus with what was supposed to be a football club, a professionally run football club, but has become the joke of the season. Buhlebiez Wilson Mkhwanazi, welcome to Sports Life with BBK.
Yeah, thank you very much, BBK, for hosting me on your show. I hope I'll enjoy myself, and all the listeners will also enjoy. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
I'm already enjoying myself, and thank you for actually giving us the time to share with us here today. Now, Ubuhle, I called you by your so-called Christian name. I called you by your school name, Wilson. Do your mates tease you like, aye, Wilson P. Nkosi?
Yeah, you know, not many people call me by that name, you know, but it's one of those, you know, once you are, when you are an African man, you cannot dodge these middle names. When they call you, you don't feel somehow, but you like, how, why is this guy going for that name instead of my home language name? That is the name. That is the name that the parents have given me. You know, they know why they named me Wilson. So I can't dispute that. I just have to keep the name and move with it.
Yeah, but I know when
can't remove it, can't change it, can't do anything.
For sure. When you hear someone say Wilson, I'm sure you know that that person knows you from your childhood. They know you from school and stuff like that. Because I'm in a situation like yours. My name is Baring Batu, but my other name is Hugh. You know, so if somebody says Hugh, I know they come from my township in Chesterfield. I maybe used to go to Sunday school with them and stuff like that. You're turning 31, if I'm not on February 1st, which is a couple of days from now. And given the situation, Buhle, that you haven't kicked the ball in anger, you know, for quite some time now, I would want to think You must have a very special birthday wish for yourself. And what will that be?
To be honest, you know, I'm not a man who celebrates birthdays. I don't want to lie to you. When it's that day, I just get stressed because it will be messages and then people phoning. You need to reply to a lot of messages. So I'm not a person who has once celebrated a birthday, you know. I just take it, a birthday is just a normal day. But obviously for my parents, it becomes a special day where they've helped me to grow, and you know they see their child becoming a man, you know. So yeah, I can't wait. But honestly, in terms of gifts and stuff or anything, I'm not a man who's expecting anything that is so big, because I myself don't prepare big things for myself in terms of celebrating birthdays.
Yeah. But I think that it will be a big gift for you if you were to be able to find your situation with the TTM being resolved. I mean, when they bought the status of Bidvest Wits, it meant the death of a 99-year-old institution, a club that had been a home for you, where you've won the MTN 8, where you won the Premier Soccer League as well as the Telkom Knockout. And surely, when you saw most of your teammates I'm talking about Ricardo Gos, Hashim Domingo, as well as Gift Motupa, are going to Kloorkop at Sundowns, and some of your other teammates like Tyson Tlatshwayo, Dion Hoto, Terence Sugamanja, as well as Thabang Monare being snapped up and going on board the Orlando Pirates ship and finding yourself idling. A gift like having your situation resolved would be a big gift for yourself, don't you think?
Obviously, going back to my situation, you know, funny enough, you'll be amazed and surprised, you know, that most of my teammates, they are not shocked to see me at home. You know, me saying that is, you know, once you become a spiritual man, you become to have certain emotions and certain feelings that are very different from any normal person. You know. When looking at situations, honestly, I feel like this situation has somehow made me to be strong in where I'm going, you know. It's not a bad situation, honestly, to me. It's not something that I feel like, hey, it needs to be solved or this. Honestly, to me, guys went and they played. And I think wherever they are playing, God wants that to happen in their times now, you know. And for myself, it's a different situation, because if it was somebody else in my shoes, I think that person would have gone crazy and have done a lot of things. But in my case, I've become so calm. I've enjoyed the space, you know. Many people want me to return, you know, when are you coming back? And I hardly answer that, you know. It's always difficult for me to give them an answer. Because, like I said, I'm enjoying this kind of a moment whereby I'm relaxed and having time with my family, not looking at the West, you know, in this whole thing, you know. Yeah, I'm sure it will be resolved, you know. And I myself, I'm so confident of that, you know. But that doesn't rush me to want to come back, you know, or rush me to make a decision of the next step, honestly, you know. I've enjoyed this space, like I said, you know. I'm one person who attends to situation in a different way, in a different manner, you know. When people see the West, I always see a great thing that is about to manifest, you know, a great thing that is about to happen, you know, be it in my career again or be it in my life. But I always enjoy these challenges, and it's one of those, you know. It's not the first time I be in these shoes, you know. Before immediately after I finished the high school of excellence, I went back home and I stayed for 2 months, and teams were forcing me to come and stay. But then I made a decision, you know, man, I'm not yet coming back for now. I need to relax. So I think in this case, it's the same thing whereby I'm at home. I can't force people to do certain things. I can also force myself to certain things, you know, but I just know that I'm enjoying my space, and I know there's no situation that can be resolved, you know, whether it's football or whether it's life in general.
Sure. You are listening to Sports Live with BBK, and my guest today is Buhle Buyeza Mkhwanazi. Buhle Buyeza, you said that a lot of people who may find themselves in your situation could have gone crazy right now, which makes me want to find out and be curious about the fact that what has helped to keep you calm? What has helped to not make you go crazy? You spoke about spirituality. I see you on Instagram. There are a lot of verses that you post. And you say that you are very relaxed in this situation. If I use your words, why haven't you gone crazy right now?
to be honest, you know, one thing that if players can find themselves in my situation, I think they go crazy, they blow up. And you can see many of the players couldn't take being just held up in certain situations, you know. In my case, honestly, being spiritual and understanding my rights as a footballer, understanding a lot of things, the inside of how to handle a situation. You know, if you are working at Pick and Pay and you know your right, then you won't panic in anything that will be thrown to you, whether by the employer or whoever, you know. So in football, it has to be like that, you know. If you're a player and you know your rights, there's nothing that must shake you, you know. You have to just know that you are going through a phase that somehow it's preparing you for the next chapter, you know, whether going to a new team or whether experiencing another thing, you know, because many, I've seen many footballers let a lot of things go just like that through frustration, through panic, through not being relaxed or calm, you know. But in my case, I've been so spiritual that the Lord has just came to me and said, I just need to relax and just look at what I'm about to do in your life, Buhle, you know. This might be a new journey for me. Even when I go back to the pitch, I'll be having and knowing very well what is my calling after the game and what are my rights and how other players can learn from this situation.
Sure. Buhle, in a nutshell, just take me as somebody who's just landed in South Africa like 10 minutes ago before we started this interview. How would you summarize your situation? What is at issue between yourself and TTM?
You know, I think my situation is straightforward. It's not something that is very so tricky, you know. It is when BBK is buying a business, and when BBK buys a business, there is a chair that is costing, let's say, 5 rands. And BBK says this chair is expensive. But if you have bought a business and there's a chair that is 5 rand, you automatically take that chair also when you buy the business. So in this case, that is what has happened, you know. They bought Bidvest and I was part of the goods that were there at Bidvest, and they were supposed to be transferred to TTM. In fact, they were transferred to TTM. But the business owner said, no, I cannot afford this chair because this chair is expensive. So if the chair is expensive, I think they must be an agreement between the chair and the business owner to say, how do I get to release this chair, or how do I transfer this chair to another business person who is willing to buy it? And obviously the chair will have to decide to say, okay, no problem. I'm comfortable. We can agree that I can go to this business, or I can do this, or I feel like I should do this. So it's all about the employer who decides, but then the final say also comes to the chair to say, okay, no, man, please, let's do a settlement like this, and then we get going. I think that's my case in a nutshell.
This is Sports Live with PBK, and the voice you are hearing on the other end is that of Ubuhle Umkhwanazi, a Bafana Bafana defender with 13 caps, a man who has until recently been with the now defunct Bidvest Wits and has got a stalemate with TTM. Now, let's talk about the chair, Ubuhle. PBK has bought the business, and this chair is part of this business, and this chair is expensive. How expensive is this chair? How much are we talking here? How much do TTM owe you?
You know, to be honest, I've seen the media speak figures, you know, and somehow I'm sitting and I'm like, you know, it's always confidential, you know, to see your things going all over, you know, because it tends to trouble either the family or even other people who are outside, you know, when they see what they're seeing. And that's why I think I've never went out to the media to I myself and declare figures and all those things, you know, because there's a lot of sensitive people in my family. You know, my mother, she's a grown now. I have a kid, you know, so it's not easy just for me to disclose figures. And when media does that, it troubles, obviously, the family, you know, because they look at the situation and they see something that can be solved. But I know myself it will be solved, and it's not something that is a stumbling block. So for me to just say the figures, it don't be easy. But the chair, if the chair is expensive, like I said, then surely it says the business owner must really make a plan on how to get rid of the expensive chair, you know. And I think we are on that process of trying to get that business to that chair to be happy, or to be moved to another place, or that chair to be settled, you know.
Yeah, Buhle, the business owner Mlaudzi has sold the business, and he has sold it to a new owner, and the Premier Soccer League has ratified the sale. So where does this leave Buhle? Have you now been transferred from the chair that was owned by Bidvest, and then PBK came in and bought it, and now it's moved to TTM, and TTM itself has been sold from Mulaudzi's hand to the new owner. Where are you in all that change that is happening there?
You know, I think to be honest with you, I think the situation is still the same. Nothing has changed, you know. If you are selling a business and it is an ongoing concern, it means nothing is changing. You know, it means if we have a company now, it says BBK, but after we go to wherever we are, let's say I go and I register my name and I want to buy your company, automatically, once I remove BBK, it's Buhle that comes in. So Buhle has to take over the shares and everything that is BBK had, if it's a business ongoing concern. So in this case, I think it's still the same. It's the same thing because PSL has declared that. I don't know whether if I saw right or what. I think it is still the same transaction that happened with Bidvest. So it's still the same thing, same line. Nothing has changed. And I believe, like I said, I'm sure we will have a conclusion of everything, of how things will materialize in the next few days or a week.
Most definitely. And now, have you had contact with the new owners who have bought the club from Lahoudze?
To be honest, you know, first of all, like I said, I've never seen, I'm not aware of the transaction, number one. Number two, I'm only hearing, just like as you are telling me, you know, no one has told me that hey, this has happened, you know. What I know is, I'm just communicating with my lawyer as we speak. I'm always in touch with my lawyer. My lawyer is the one who's in communication with whoever that is taking over a business or whoever was the old business owner. So I myself, I'm just hearing from my lawyer, but there's no direct communication with the owners, whether the old one or the new owner. But the lawyer is the one who's in charge of that.
Buhle Buyeza Mkhwanazi is my guest right here on Sport Live with PBK, and is the very second guest as we do the second edition of your favorite podcast. Now, Buhle, I'm going to take you to a place where you said that God has something special reserved for you. And I'm going to take a wild guess as to whether that something special could be here in Johannesburg, could be down the road if you go to south of Johannesburg, and that something special could be maybe a team that will have their second transfer window where they are not allowed to sign players, but at some stage that ban is going to be lifted from Kaizer Chiefs and they will be able to sign players. When that happens, will that mean that Buhle Mkhwanazi is reuniting with his former coach Gavin Hunt at Kaizer Chiefs?
Just to be direct to you, as you've ended your question now, the answer is no. You know, there's no directed any move. You know, when I said something great is being prepared, you know, I'm speaking from a spiritual sense of position, you know, and also in football, to be honest, players are always expectant. You know, you become pregnant for certain things. Once you feel like, I've been at home for some time, you want to give birth, you know. And anything that comes, somehow it always tends to be something that is great, you know. When you look at the situation, if I was staying at home and I'm just relaxing and I'm enjoying my time, if I'm like, I want to go back, that might be the step that is great for me, because I'm going to a new environment, a new journey, whether it be football or my ministry. But in terms of football, surely I know I'm not in a rush to make a decision of where I'm going, but wherever I'm going, it will be a great destination for me, and it will be a glorifying situation as well, you know, because I know wherever I'll be going, I'll make an impact.
There could be another destination now that you've mentioned that, and that destination will also have a connection with you in the form of your good buddy and your good mate, Ukol Alexander, right? You spend a lot of time training and exercising with him. And right now, Ukol Alexander is playing his trade for Odisha FC, which competes in the Indian Super League. And is it a likely destination for you as well, seeing that your other former coach at Bafana Bafana level this time, Stuart Baxter, is the man in charge at Odisha, where your mate, Cole, is playing right now?
I know, to be honest with you,
I'm connecting the dots here. I'm connecting the dots, my friend.
No, BBK, I hear you very well, and I understand where you're coming from and your question as well. You know, Cole is one of my closest friends. You know, at VS, we were so tired. And before he left, we were training together during this whole thing. You know, he was also in this kind of a situation. And when he left, he was telling me that he's going to India. And that's where he went. And he is enjoying it. And we do communicate now and then. And for me, to be honest, there's no place where I'm saying, here's my destination, you know. But like I said, God can prepare anything, anytime, you know. I can just be that vessel that can be used for that moment just to glorify and present God in a certain way, you see. So Cole is in India, and I think he's representing many South Africans well there. And I think even Samuel Jude once played there, and they are familiar with South African players. And that doesn't close doors for myself or for any other player who will wish to go outside the country, you know. But as for me, like I said, as for now, there's no destination as yet. But I'm sure in a few weeks or whatever, maybe in the new season, people will know where I'm going. And it will be glorifying for people to see me again, coming back, you know. But as for the destination, it's there's nothing concrete. There's nothing that is in the pipeline. It's just me and this situation where I should get it out of the way and just rethink and recapture and just re-energize myself and get going again.
Sure. I'm going to stay with Kaizer Chiefs, and I'm going to ask you, because you worked many years with the man who is in charge of them now, Kevin Hunt. Well, when you look at them and your understanding of Kevin and the kind of coach that he is and the trials and tribulations that Chiefs have been through in the last couple of months, things have been a bit of an upward right now, because they were able to get themselves 3 victories and they've done 2 draws since then after a lot of people have put them as candidates for relegation given the horrible start that they had to the season. When I spoke to Kevin Hunt on this very platform last year, he said to me, I am going to fix Kaizer Chiefs. The start that he had to his Chiefs tenure did not look like anything is being fixed. You know Kevin Hunt better than most of us. Talk to me about how you see him overcoming this challenge or dealing with the situation of breathing life back into Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah, you know, number one, one thing about Kevin that I know about him, you know, he was disturbed only just because of the duration of the preseason where he was supposed to prepare the team. You know, I think they only got something like 2 minutes or so, and it was difficult for him, not 2 minutes, I mean. It was like 2 weeks or 3 weeks for them to prepare.
And normally, 2 weeks, yes.
And normally, 2 weeks. And normally for a team, it has to be like 4 weeks to 5 weeks. And mostly you are ready, you know. And he never got that chance. And it was locked down. So he couldn't take the players where he normally takes us. You know, we normally go to Stellenbosch, Cape Town, those areas. And we get competitive matches there. We train 3 times a day there. So I think at Chiefs, he couldn't get that time and that opportunity to get these guys away for a particular time and get them through a certain training, you know. But I know very well in the new season, we're going to see something very different, because I know how he is and what he can take out of a nobody player. A nobody player to Kevin is a great player. So he can easily take out brilliant players once he takes players to a certain camp and they get their training there. I think in the new season, we're going to see a very dangerous Chiefs.
And maybe there will be a center back in that dangerous Chiefs who is named Buhle Mkhwanazi. Time will tell indeed. It's Buhle Mkhwanazi right here on Sport Live with BBK as we're about to wrap up. 2 more questions before I let you go. After the 2019 AFCON in Egypt, I made to understand that there was an offer that came through. It was put on the table at Bidvest Wits, but you chose Wits over that offer. Where was it from and why did you turn it down?
To be honest, you know, it's always tricky, you know, when you're from AFCON and you are in South Africa, teams want you in North Africa or wherever, you know, people become interested. One of the things that made people to be interested and wonder with me, it's because of when you looked at the transfer market at that time, it said my contract was ended, you know. So teams came pouring out, and only to find out, nay, I'm still having a contract that is running. And that's what made a lot of teams to to back away, because of obviously it might be the price tag. And on top of the price tag is that I'm still having a contract that is running. So it made things a little bit difficult. And I thought to myself, let me not complicate things and just get my contract running out here at Bitvest. And it's only running out now in June. So I think it was the whole plan that was orchestrated long time ago.
Sure. The question remains, where was the team from? Come on, Buhle.
You know, to be honest with you, honestly, it just, like I said, you know, once teams, they inquire about you from North Africa and they see like it's like you're a free agent. North Africa, it's mostly, you know, Egyptians that like South African players. And interest was just coming from that area mostly. And like I said, the deal could not materialize of anything, because once they heard that I'm having a contract that's running, then obviously it's going to come with a price tag. Yeah, it made things not to be possible. Immediately once they were aware that there is a contract that is still running, we thought this man, this contract is now a free agent, and it wasn't like that. So a price tag will always be a stumbling block in a lot of things.
And who were they? Were they Zamalek or were they Al Ahly?
Like I said, it's most teams in there are many teams in Egypt, you know, many teams that enjoy South African players that love our style of play. And like I said, it couldn't materialize. I think.
Who knows? You could be playing under. You could be playing under Coach Pitso Mosimane right now, you know.
I would love to, you know. I'd love to. That would be my wish, but Al-Ahly is doing well. It's even going to a club World Cup. So a team like that is a machine. So
very much so. And you grew up in the Mamelodi Sundowns Academy, Buhle Mkhwanazi, as I fire this final question to you right here on Sports Live with PBK. How much of an influence would you say that people like Ted Dumitru, like Zipho Dlangalala, as well as Ten Ten Madisela, have had in terms of influencing your game?
You know, those guys, they played a very important role in my life. I don't know, and I want to give credit to them, you know. They were just so patient with me, and they could see where I was going, and they made sure that I stay grounded for as long as possible, you know, up until they can promote me to the senior team. So they played a very huge role in my development. And even when I was still now into the PSL, even today, they still give me calls and still advise me and still remind me of what they've taught me. And I still try and apply what I've learned while I was still young. So credit to them. And I thank them very much for my career. And I just give them the credit. They just played a huge important role in my life and in my footballing career.
Buhle Buyeza, as well as Wilson, those are his given names. His surname is Mkhwanazi. He's been my guest right here on Sport Life with PBK, the very second edition of the year 2021. Thank you very much, Mfanagiti. Thank you very much, Madala, for the time, for the opportunity to have this nice, brutally honest, frank conversation with you. And I hope that you will be able to find closure with this past chapter of TTM and find yourself, your God taking you to a place where you will find fulfillment and glorification, as you put it in your own words earlier on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, BBK, for your show. Thank you for those who are listening. I hope and I wish they have a blessed day. You too, and everybody in the studio. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Buhle Buyeza Mkhwanazi. And it's going to be an exciting weekend. Starting from tomorrow, there's going to be seeing the curtain closing on the Curry Cup competition, with the Blue Bulls taking on the Natal Sharks at Loftus. That game kicking off at 2. And also on the PSL front, it is a big one. The Soweto Derby without the supporters at the FNB Stadium. Orlando Pirates taking on Kaizer Chiefs. That game kicking off at 3 p.m. And we will see at 5 with SuperSport United engaging Morocco Swallows. Any predictions there, Buhle, before I let you go?
I see a very tight one. I'm going for a draw, 1-1.
If you remember that the other two matches that were played in the MTN 8 quarter semifinals, there was a 3 and there was a 2. So you're thinking that from what Kevin has been able to do since then, they will be able to close the gates about John Basena Churena and make sure that there's a share of the spoils?
Yeah, no, they will close the gates. I'm sure of that. I think they've done well in the past few games, and it will be just a very tight game.
Later on, it is Truta versus Tembo, SuperSport versus Moroka Swallows. What say you, Buhle Mkhwanazi?
Hey, tight one also, this one. I think Moroka Swallows, they are exciting. I'm giving them a win here, 1-0.
1-0 to Swallows FC, says Buhle Mkhwanazi, and Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs will be a draw, according to his prediction. Mfanakithi, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.